تحياتنا لكم أصدقائنا، نعود لكم بلقاء آخر من لقاءات سايت مي والذي قام بإجرائه السيد الزميل خلفان بن ظاهر. هذه المرة يلتقي بالسيد أنتون نيوبار ممثل شركة جي دبليو ماكرو الأمريكية والمطورة لبرنامج ويندو آيز. سيد خلفان تحدث إلى سيد أنتون عن عدة قضايا وسأله عدة أسئلة تدور في بال كثير منكم في الحقيقة، وبالتالي يعني سوف تسمعون الإجابات عليها من رقم الإصدار إلى التفعيل إلى الصيانة والتحديثات إلى يعني وما إلى ذلك من أمور مختلفة. المقابلة باللغة الإنجليزية لم يتسنى لنا أن نترجمها بعد، وطبعا إذا أراد أحدكم أن يترجم هذه المقابلة ويبعث بالنص لنا أو بالصوت مسجلا فسوف نقوم بنشرها. نشكر الزميل الأستاذ خلفان بن ظاهر مرة أخرى على هذا المجهود الرائع، وأرجو أن تستمتعوا بهذا اللقاء، فإلى هناك.
Hello again and welcome to Site Me Show 2011. We are interviewing right now Mr. Anton from GW Micro. Hello, Mr. Anton.
Hello, and thanks for coming by.
You're most welcome. Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Anton Neuer. I'm the European representative of GW Micro, responsible for doing the localization for Europe and the Middle East. We are located in Austria, Vienna, and we are very happy that we are about to release the Arabic version of Windows Eyes, which actually the 7.2 version interface is translated and working pretty well. But as we announced the next release of Windows Eyes, which will be 7.5, just last week, it is announced as public beta currently. We decided to let this be the first Arabic version really going into production. We expect this to happen this summer.
Fantastic. It's something great. I've heard a lot about you from Mr. Auda and from the guys here. Most of the users of Windows Eyes like
yes,
the interface and like the new features that are in 7.5, I think is the current version.
Yes, the 7.5 is the new version. Mm-hmm, yes. And the interface with this version will change, or it changed already, as the public beta already shows, for all users having a valid license currently. So it is a kind of folder tree instead of a menu in the classical view. And this allows very, very fast access to all the powerful functionality of Windows Eyes and even to change the behavior of the product completely according to the requirements of the work you're doing. So, yes, thank you very much. The users in Europe and in America are pretty excited and the user group is growing very fast. So I really hope that we will have a lot of users here also in the Arabic region.
Absolutely, certainly, yes. Why not?
I would be surprised if not.
Can you give us a brief demonstration of Windows Eyes, or it's not?
Oh, yeah, it is installed here on the computer, if you follow me, please.
Yes.
What we have here is Windows 7, 64-bit, and the current translated user base of Windows Eyes, which is version 7.2. But even with this one, if you open the start menu, and the computer is not sleeping completely.
Start menu, search box.
You end in the search box, and from that moment on, you have access.
Wonderful. So now, in terms of speech synthesizer, I can find here that It's a cappella.
Right.
Speech synthesizer. By default, Eloquence is supported, or GW Micro has their own synthesizers?
Actually, Eloquence is included always, but Eloquence is not, as far to my knowledge, able to speak Arabic. So
exactly,
this
yes.
is the reason we have the a cappella as synthesizer for the Arabic version.
Mm-hmm.
And this synthesizer supports both English and Arabic at the same time.
Wonderful.
So we reprocess the strings that everything is in order. And I think, or I hope, this is a proper solution for the Arabic people.
That's quite fair, yes. It's fantastic.
But you can actually use any synthesizer as long as it is SAPI or it is has a valid driver for Windows. So we support also hardware synthesizers. I'm not sure if there is one available for Arabic, mm-hmm. but for English and quite a few other languages, it is available and it is a real option. By default, you can also set up a backup synthesizer. So if your original synthesizer breaks or is unavailable by uninstalling it accidentally, as an example, you can default back to the Eloquence anytime. And this is included on the installation CD, so you should not have a problem to access your system, even your synthesizer program.
Wonderful. So there are only one CD to install, no need to bother and install each synthesizer separately.
Right. You can choose during the install. One is by default always installed, but you can choose if you have several languages available. And even working with Windows after having it installed, you can switch languages on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And how Windows screen reader is licensed? Is it authorized using a dongle or authorized using an internet licenses manager?
Actually, the final decision about that is not done yet. What we plan to do currently is to have an internet activation providing free installs for each license.
Which is great.
So that you can install it on your PC, on a laptop, and maybe on a computer in your work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose a license, well, just give us a call, explain why you lost it, and we'll
set
it free.
Or can have a request of activations.
Right.
Which is a fantastic feature for most users.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, dongle is no longer used outside of the Middle East. It's only people who read Arabic, they are using dongle authorization. Now most screen readers, such as Windows and some other, I think, they are using the ILM or a different type of authorization.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also it's tricky. If you lose the dongle, you lose your license. And it can happen that the dongle breaks or something.
Yes.
Or even the plugs of the USB port is not available or get some trouble. So I think it is a more proper solution to have it software copy protected.
Lovely. And what about support for third-party applications such as MS Office 2010? And some other third-party applications?
Well, the Office 2010 support was announced the day Microsoft announced the Office 2010 itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we always try to be on top of technology to allow the blind people to use the same versions as the sighted people do.
Wow.
And to, mm-hmm. well, do the same what mm-hmm. a sighted person also would do, to experience new versions, to get knowledge, to give it a try, and find out if it fits the requirements or not. But from our perspective, we should not give a limitation to that.
It's absolutely yes. You have your point in this. It's a very good point, actually.
Thank you.
And what about, let's say, web browsing? Because, you know, most users are using a different web browser, Mozilla Firefox.
Mozilla Firefox is implemented the same way as Internet Explorer,
mm-hmm.
so it's completely up to you what you would like to use.
Mm-hmm.
And even new web structures are supported, or a lot of them are supported, and that one which are not, as a part of Java classes, as an example, is not supported, we are still working on solutions to really provide a working solution.
I see. In terms of Google Chrome web browser, does it work or not?
Well, we did not really focus on Google Chrome, to be honest. We focused on Firefox and on Internet Explorer. As we experienced that not too many people are using Google Chrome, and so it's always a problem to implement this technology, since we are also dependent that the vendors of the programs implemented some strategies and mechanisms to make the information available. You can actually try to use it, but I would not bet that everything is accessible.
I see. That's something. Sure, because nothing is 100% for sure.
Yes.
Now, I heard most customers and most users, especially for people today who attended your workshop in the morning, have liked the feature of the PDF readers, how it supports PDF documents, supporting another extension documents. So most customers like this feature.
Absolutely. We are very proud of that. As it was developed of Doug Joffrey together with Adobe. So the basic implementation of making Adobe accessible at the beginning was not at least an initiative of GW Micro.
Yes.
But GW Micro always opens what has been developed in this kind of things to make it possible that there is only one structure for all products to make sure that it will be supported in the future as well. Else the danger that it is split up into subcategories, you can say, and nothing is really supported is really high, and we have a high interest to avoid such a situation.
I see. Now, I think since GW Micro was starting in 1990s.
Right.
So it's almost now, let's say, 21 years.
21, yes.
Yes, exactly.
We had the 20th anniversary last year at CSUN. So it's 21 years experience in screen reading technologies.
Exactly. So I think you have reached success of giving most customers the advantages of using all of GW Micro's products.
We do our best to do that. The first screen reader of GW Micro was Vocalize. This was in the DOS days. And when it changed to Windows, we came out with Window Eyes, and as we are at version 7.5 now, it's a pretty well advanced product.
Well done.
Thank you.
Another final question. It's about upgrading SMAs, let's say software maintenance agreement. Is this a part of the plan? Which customer can update his software regularly, or you need to purchase each and every time a new license?
There is an SMA available which covers free tokens, we call it. But to talk about the upgrade philosophy, I have to talk a little more about what is an update and what is a paid upgrade and what is a free upgrade.
Yes, what is an update? Yes.
So for GW Micro, fixes always are free, so you would be able to download it from the internet. This means that if Microsoft offers a service pack and the service pack changes something in the structure of Microsoft Windows, which would cause two problems for Window Eyes, you would find a service pack for download for free after some time, so that you don't have troubles to use the license you bought and you should have no problems to use. The same is true for all updates, minor updates, which just improve functionality but not add new features. If there is really a change in the user interface, as you will see it with 7.5, all the customers would have to buy a paid upgrade. But even this is in a financial area, not even being the third of the product price itself, so that it is a fair solution for all of us, for the producers and for the people working with it, to be able to pay for the maintenance going with the product, and also for the user to not have to invest that much money that he keeps on top of the version of Windows.
So let's say that's in the major updates, right?
Yes.
Like 7.5 right now is a major update.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
but
why
there is nobody who owns the previous version, or not too many people here in the Arabic region, as it was not able, not available for Arabic. So the next update I would expect in about 2 years, the next paid upgrade.
Uh-huh. For example, 8.0 would be the next update, or it would be 7.6.
Well, if there isn't 7.6, it would be a free upgrade till 7.9, and 8.0 will be the next paid upgrade, by sure.
Then how about users who have 7.0 then?
Well, if they have 7.0, they will have to buy the upgrade to 7.5.
Uh-huh. So it's not a free upgrade for
for
WindowEyes 7 users.
No. The upgrade step from 7 to 7.5 is definitely a paid upgrade. But this is common for all the world. GW Micro decides if it is a free upgrade or a paid upgrade, and all 1.5 to 2 years there is a paid upgrade.
And from time to time, of course, there are some new updates coming out, right?
Right. They are coming either if there are troubles or new applications or even new developments which cause trouble, or if we recognize something which is not working as expected, so that we have to correct that.
New features as well?
Well, if it's minor features, as just to make something convenient, it might be in a free upgrade. But if really features are implemented, as in the next version, which will be version 8, Java is one of the main targets, and this is a lot of work of development, so this will be a paid upgrade.
Now, what about people in workplace? How can WindowEyes help them? Because, you know, most blind users have their database work, and you know, it's something quite difficult for a blind user to come and make a scripting or use language scripting.
Well, you have two opportunities to adapt WindowEyes to the behavior you would like to have or you would need. The first one is set files. Set files can be done by the user typically themselves. It's a kind of creating areas on the screen or defining areas and let WindowEyes know what it should do if information changes in these areas, or even to set more than one area in a line to make sure that information spread over the screen is read in one line or continuously to make it convenient for the blind user to use it. The second one is scripting. We support COM Automation as scripting interface, which means that you can script in any programming language. And even you can have a Word macro, which calls WindowEyes or runs controls or shortcuts or even short keys of WindowEyes. So theoretically, you could go to the point where you write a Word document, and if you launch the Word document, it would automatically launch WindowEyes in the background, load the proper setting to make this document available, and so on. In similar to the database, it depends on the database. If you have an HTML frontend, as an example, you should not experience too many trouble. If it is a customized interface and the people doing the customization did not care about blind people, you might need to label the fields, you might need to let the system know which field contains which information. and then you might need professional help to adapt. What we do as GW Micro is we offer the service, actually as paid service, to look at applications and let you know how you can make them accessible and what it would take. And if you want, we even would write the script for you.
Wonderful. And for people who need technical support?
Well, Natik would be the first source of technical support. And Natik would try to solve the problem themselves. And if they are not able to, they would ask us to help them so that we can find a solution together.
Is there any feature similar to the Tandem Center that was in JAWS for Windows? That can...
It is planned, but it is not part of the current public beta. But yes, it is. We will definitely implement structure to
have... Because most people sometimes use TeamViewer,
right,
one of these softwares, to assist, you know, non-advanced users.
Exactly, to help them see the screen.
Yes, which is very important.
Absolutely.
And I think they are so pleased to help customers in this thing.
Yes. We use such software for technical support as well. So I would expect it to be implemented. The menu item is already there, but it is not yet implemented.
Well, Mr. Anton, it was nice talking to you.
Thank you very much for coming by.
I liked the way you've introduced for me the new version of Window Eyes.
Thank you very much.
And hopefully I will be having a trial version if there's an available.
If you contact Natik, they will be happy to. As soon as it is available, yes.
Yes, certainly, sure.
Perfect. Thank you very much for coming by and for your interest. Good luck for all the people hearing this interview. And if you have any questions, please contact Natik. They will be happy to give you the requested information.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.